I can do it.
Mm-hmm. If you're not able, you might say, no, I
can't do it.
Or to use a shorter phrase,
can't.
Okay. If somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, you say, I got up to work before sunup, and all I'm going to do today.
I've done all the work I'm going to. I've worked as much as I intend to.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say done worked or done anything?
I might if I were joking around.
Okay, but not seriously?
Mm-hmm. For imitating somebody else's speech.
Mm-hmm. What kind of people's speech?
Blacks. He done did. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. So if there was an accident up the road, you would say there's no need to call the doctor because the victim was already...
He's already dead.
You would not say done dead.
No.
Okay.
I hope not.
Talking about the corn, which looks too short, you would say at this time of year it taller.
Ought to be taller.
Is there another way of saying ought?
Should be.
Mm-hmm. One little boy says to another, I dare you to go through that graveyard, but I bet you...
I would say won't. Let me see if I would ever use dare in the negative. I'll bet he dare not do that. That sounds awfully formal to me. I really can't see myself using dare in the negative very frequently, if at all.
Okay. You are not doing what you...
ought to.
And a boy got a whipping. He did something he...
shouldn't have. Ought not to have done.
Would you use both?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you do it? No, I...
won't.
When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself and your friend was just standing around watching, you say, well, you have helped me.
Might have helped me.
Mm-hmm. And if you're suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure, but I...
might be able to.
Would you ever say might could?
Possible, I might say. I might could say might could.
All right. What is the... do you have a name for the small kind of owl that makes a high-pitched sound?
I think I do. Screech owl.
Okay, and the big one that has a deep voice?
Hoot owl.
Any other types of owls?
I've heard barn owls. I guess horned owls.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they might have been called great horned owls.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's about all.
Okay. The kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No. Different types. Red-headed woodpecker. Flicker. Yellow-bellied sapsucker.
Is that a woodpecker?
I think. I might be wrong.
Informants keep saying that. I always thought it was something else, but then I don't know anything about birds.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for the big one?
The
big woodpecker. The Indian hen, you know, that one.
Red-headed woodpecker's about as big as they come. Okay. Flicker's pretty big.
Okay. But you don't know the reverse of woodpecker?
Peckerwood, I've heard it. Don't use it.
Have you heard it for people?
Yeah. Someone who hasn't had a good upbringing, I would usually associate that word with.
You mean would use it or he would be one?
He would be one.
He would be one. Well, who would call him that?
Well, just about anybody could, I suppose. But it strikes me as a little old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm. All right. But it's not racial at all?
No. Not to me.
Okay. Black and white animal with a powerful smell?
Skunk. Polecat. Same thing.
You'd use both?
Mm-hmm.
And then the little animals that come to raid hen roosts?
Mm-hmm. Varmints, that's
again,
no, not really. Strikes me as a little old fashioned.
Is there anything else you might say?
I guess not.
What kind?
Just pesky animals.
Mm-hmm. What kind of animals are varmints?